a good look at higher taxes, as I said the other day, or we ought to we'll have to have a little bit more stringent monetary policy. And you know how I feel on that. I don't want to see any more pressure put on the monetary side than's absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. I think the surest way to keep interest rates from going up here is to have go for an increase in corporate and personal income taxes. Now, I know what a problem that is for you. And as Secretary McNamara said the other day, I don't know that you could get it, but it seems to me that from the standpoint of emotions, at least, that this would be very helpful to be sure that nobody thinks that you've given up this idea. The trouble with it is that it wouldn't begin to do any good before about October the 1st, assuming you could get it.
That's right, and they tell me, both of them, that I can't get it now. They just won't give it to me.
They won't.
That's right. They're just on record publicly, long making speeches all over the country saying,
right,
won't consider them. Mills has told us this is all we can get. Now, if I had a $8 or $10 billion deficit, four, five, six more expenditure in Vietnam than anticipated, I might do it. But you saw me, I guess you weren't at the cabinet meeting on expenses day before Friday. McNamara is about in line. He hadn't got these huge extra expenses, and he may have them, but he hadn't got them yet. And he doesn't want to estimate he's going to have something he doesn't have. He's getting pretty sensitive. And what he did, he estimated that he'd have, $50 billion. He'd spend at the rate of $50 billion from June 30th to January the 1st.
Right.
He'd spend at the rate of